Good afternoon. It's 12:02. This news is a service of Cassidy Turkle Christian Funeral Home. Police say a crash that injured a protester during the No Kings demonstration in Jackson Township earlier this month was not intentional. Investigators determined a vehicle driven by 77-year-old Donald Frank of Jackson Township straddled two lanes on Fulton Drive Northwest and struck a pedestrian on October 18th. Frank has been charged with stopping after an accident and marked lanes violations. The incident remains a misdemeanor case. Frank will undergo a medical review as part of the BMV recertification process. Authorities say there's no evidence he was impaired, but he should have known he hit someone. Canton police say a robbery and kidnapping earlier this month led to felony charges against two suspects. 43-year-old Brian Hatchett and 45-year-old Angela Yerian are accused of forcing a man into Yerian's vehicle at gunpoint October 4th and stealing his moped. Investigators say the two drove the victim to a Circle K on Fulton Road Northwest and threatened to shoot him if he didn't withdraw cash from an ATM. Yerian was arrested Wednesday and arraigned Friday. Hatchett was taken into custody Sunday and is set to appear in court tomorrow. Both are charged with kidnapping, aggravated robbery, and extortion. A Canton man is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court after police say he ordered his dog to attack officers. 39-year-old John Maley was arrested after police were called to his apartment in the 1300 block of Logan Avenue Northwest around 6:20 Sunday morning for a reported mental health crisis. Maley allegedly refused to follow commands, barricaded himself inside, then ran out the back door before being captured. He's being held in the Stark County Jail on charges of assault, obstructing official business, and resisting arrest. No one was hurt after gunfire erupted outside a Canton Township bar late Friday night. The Stark County Sheriff's Office says 34-year-old William Hyde of Canton Township had been refused service at the Thirsty Kettle Saloon on Waynesburg Drive Southeast because he was intoxicated and causing a disturbance. After leaving the bar around 11:30, deputies say Hyde walked toward a nearby gas station and fired several shots at a car that nearly hit him. No one was struck and nothing was reported damaged. Hyde is facing charges including attempted felonious assault and using a weapon while intoxicated. Nearly $500,000 in new grants will help expand mental health services for children and families in Stark County. Child and Adolescent Behavioral Health says the funding will support programs that provide direct help to families, including psychiatric care and meals for students in the Trauma-Informed Day Treatment Program. About $350,000 from the Department of Children and Youth will fund the Family Success Network, offering parenting support and financial literacy coaching. In total, the agency has secured more than $791,000 in grants this fiscal year. It says the latest investment will help reach more families faster. Sebring fire officials are crediting teamwork for saving a Smith Township home from flames Saturday night. Firefighters were called around 8 p.m. to a fire in the 20,600 block of North Benton West Road. The blaze was contained to the garage, which was a total loss. Several vehicles were also destroyed, but the home was saved. Multiple departments assisted at the scene. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office has ruled the death of a McDonald man in a crash accidental. 73-year-old Lee Evans died from multiple blunt force injuries after his car went airborne and slammed into a house on West Liberty Street in Girard September 28th. Authorities say Evans was driving west around 11:15 a.m. when he began complaining of chest pains while on the phone. Moments later, his vehicle struck a metal barrier and a boulder before leaving the road and striking the home. A federal court ruling has led to the release of an immigration detainee from the Mahoning County Jail. 33-year-old Jose Contreras Cervantes was freed after a judge found a Trump-era policy eliminating bond hearings for some long-term residents unconstitutional. Contreras, a longtime Michigan resident battling leukemia, had been held for more than 2 months. His treatment was disrupted by detention. ICE has since filed an appeal. The ACLU of Michigan says at least 14 people have been released following the decision. The State Fire Marshal's Office is investigating the cause of a blaze that damaged a Canfield business this morning. Around 7 a.m., firefighters were called to the Summit drive-through car wash and beverage shop on Boardman-Canfield Road. Smoke was seen coming from the building. Officials say flames started in the attic. The business was closed at the time and no injuries were reported. Boardman firefighters helped Canfield crews put out the blaze. No one was hurt after a truck crashed into a gas station in Youngstown. Police and firefighters were called just before 10 a.m. Sunday to the Oak Street Speed Check gas station and Food Mart on the city's east side. The truck had slammed into the side of the building, leaving visible damage. Investigators haven't determined how many people were in the vehicle or what caused the crash. A Trumbull County official is facing a felonious assault charge after being arrested at a high school football game. Liberty Township trustee and Chief Deputy Clerk of Courts Devin Stanley was taken into custody Friday night at the Niles-Girard game. Police tell WFMJ-TV the arrest of the 53-year-old stems from a domestic violence report made to Trumbull County Children's Services the previous day. day. Stanley was booked into the Trumbull County Jail and arraigned today in Niles Municipal Court. He's being held without bond and is due back in court Wednesday. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.